Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we're going to have to cut this final segment today a little shorter than we were going to because we went long with that very interesting conversation with former Attorney General Michael Mukasey. But tonight at 8 on the Fox News Channel is the final candidates debate before the Iowa caucuses. And you can join me and others for a simultaneous live chat during the debate at our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. In our chat during the ABC debate on Saturday night, I promised we would do a follow-up radio segment on one of the issues that people were chatting about, and that was the relationship between cheating on your wife, cheating your business clients, and cheating the public in office. Candidate Rick Perry went after Newt Gingrich with a direct attack along these lines. Listen.
Well, you know, I think the voters are wise enough to figure that one out. I've always kind of been of the opinion that if you cheat on your wife, you'll cheat on your business partner. So I think that issue of fidelity is important. I mean, it's a characteristic of which people look at individuals, whether it's in their business lives or whether it's in their personal lives or whether it's picking someone that to serve in public office for them.
Rick Perry from the last debate. In response, Gingrich did not directly address this question of a relationship between private cheating and public cheating. As close as he came was to say this. Oh, we'll get Gingrich up in just a minute, but we are asking you, do you see a relationship between cheating on your spouse and cheating in business or politics? Alice, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi.
So what do you think?
I think absolutely. I think if you give yourself permission to cheat on your wife or cheat on business partners or in your life, I think there's no doubt in my mind that you will cheat the public as well.
Have you ever come up across this where you knew somebody was doing it and you were thinking of hiring them as a plumber or something like that and you thought, hey, you know, they may be, you know, they'll put in cheap parts and charge me for expensive parts if a guy's cheating on his wife or nothing like that?
I don't know if I've connected that, but I think that I certainly wouldn't want to be in a relationship with somebody that, you know, had cheated on his wife, and I wouldn't want to do business. That, you know, I think they're two separate things, but
right.
I think if you cheated in business and I knew you were cheating in business, no, I wouldn't want your business.
Right. And
I wouldn't hire you.
On a relationship. Do you think you see Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton differently in this respect?
Absolutely not.
Thank you very much. So here's Gingrich's response.
And I think people have to render judgment. In my case, I've said up front openly, I've made mistakes at times. I've had to go to God for forgiveness. I've had to seek reconciliation. But I'm also a 68-year-old grandfather, and I think people have to measure who I am now and whether I'm a person they can trust.
Sarah in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. That explanation good enough for you?
Actually, it's not in Gingrich's case. However, I don't see a direct relationship between cheating on your wife and cheating in business.
You don't trust him for other reasons.
Well, the problem with Gingrich is cheating. While he was doing that, he was involved in impeachment activities against Clinton, who was accused of the same thing.
Ah, so you have a bigger problem with the hypocrisy than with the actual cheating.
Absolutely. Hypocrisy and cheating in business. I would definitely not trust anyone cheating in business. But Richard Nixon has never been accused of cheating anybody. And we know about what happened there. And I think there are other situations which you could say. I mean, and certainly Hitler was never accused of being a womanizer. And
it's certainly not the only thing that could indicate a horrific public persona. Thank you. Craig in Huntington, you're on WNYC. Hi, Craig.
Hello, how are you?
All right.
I don't think there's a real relationship between the two either. I mean, I think that people would cheat on their spouse primarily because there's a biological urge to do that, not a nefarious calculation that would be involved with business relationships.
So if I really wanted to make the case on the other side, I would say, if a politician is philandering, maybe he's more subject to temptation generally. Not enough willpower to refrain from cheating on your wife? Well, maybe you'll be susceptible to corruption. Weak-willed enough to succumb to that personal temptation. You know, or maybe you'd be more subject to temptation to favor policies that might be bad for the country but good for your personal popularity. Is that far-fetched?
I don't know. Biological urges are pretty powerful. Maybe somebody's been starving for the last few weeks be prone to eating junk food, and weigh in the same sort of way?
Well, that's the question. Are those urges that are biological so much stronger than the urges that are toward power or toward money? Here is an unusual response to that same question that Gingrich gave in April. Listen to how he explained it then.
There's no question that at times in my life, partially driven by how passionately I felt about this country, that I worked far too hard, and that things happened in my life that were not appropriate. And what I can tell you is that when I did things that were wrong, I wasn't trapped in situation ethics. I was doing things that were wrong, and yet I was doing them. I found that I felt compelled to seek God's forgiveness.
John Soo Kim in Fairfield in Connecticut. Wow, what'd you think about that? Were you listening to that clip? He loved his country so much, he cheated on his wife. I'm not sure I understand that yet.
I think that doesn't make sense to me. I guess the point that I wanted to make was that, Nixon completely was a criminal in office, but as far as we know, he never cheated on Pat. And John F. Kennedy and Bill Clinton and Martin Luther King Jr., all leaders whom I personally respect, have been known to cheat on their wives. I'm not necessarily looking for the same things in a leader as I would in, say, a personal friend. And I'm not sure that just because you cheat on your wife, you're necessarily going to be, wayward in other aspects of your life.
I wonder if people feel differently, because it only seems to come up around men, about wives cheating on their husbands, and then would they be seen as less trustworthy for other kinds of things? But that's a hypothetical. John Soo Kim, thank you for your call, and thanks to all of you who called in on this. And again, one more reminder that tonight at 8, not on our station. We don't have the rights to this debate. It's on Fox News Channel on television. The final candidates debate before the Iowa caucuses. But I and others from our politics website, itsafreecountry.org, will be holding a live simultaneous chat during the debate so we can kind of hang out and watch it together. So, I keep saying 8 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock. That debate starts at 9 o'clock. So if you come at 8, nobody's going to be in the chat room. But if you come at 9, lots of people will be in the chat room, and we can hang out and watch the debate together at itsafreecountry.org. Hope to chat with you then.